Well, again, welcome to the January meeting. It's, I guess, officially...
July.
Excuse me. Is it July? It just adds to my continuing frustration, the thing. Sorry about that. I was just thinking that this is actually the third meeting that you've been at, but you're now here by yourself as president. It's a pleasure to welcome you officially as president, and you have the floor. You have some introductions to make.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here, and we had a wonderful day yesterday with the board retreat talking about the strategic visioning of the University of Illinois, and I, for one, am very excited about that. But thank you, Chairman McMillan, for your kind comments. But at this time, I'd like to introduce our leadership team. Our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr., is in the audience.
He stepped out.
He'll
be right back.
Also, Chancellor Michael Amaridis from University of Illinois at Chicago. Chancellor Phyllis Wise from Urbana. I don't see Phyllis there, but she'll be in shortly. Chancellor Susan Cook from Springfield. And the other university officers, the Vice President for Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre. Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Walter Knorr. Vice President for Research, Larry Shook. Vice President for Health Affairs, Jerry Bowman. University Counsel, Thomas Barrows, to my left. Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy. Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University, Susan Keyes. And then I'd like to introduce our representatives from the University Senate's Conference, Joyce Tolliver. Joyce? Associate Professor and Associate Head at the Department of Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese at Urbana. And representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Nick Bobulis, Professor in Department of Education, Policy, Organization, and Leadership. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Sandra DeGroot, Sandra, Associate Professor and Scholar of Communications, Librarian, University Library. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Kathy Novak. Don't see Kathy, Department of Communications at Springfield. Representing the academic professional staff, Kathleen H. Stauffer, Assistant Dean for Administration at the College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs, Don Chambers, Professor, Department of Physiology and Biophysics at the Chicago campus. And finally, Catherine Kate Vincent, Associate Professor, Department of Women, Child and Family Health Science, and the 2014 to 2015 chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee.
Very good. Thank you all for being here. Tom Hardy, if you would, introduce any media that may be here. Did Tom leave?
Tom.
I think he is. Okay. Well, we'll remind me when he comes back in, and we will have that introduction. We are streaming live, obviously, so the media are covering us from all angles. Before we get too deep into the agenda, and I would remind everyone we have 37 items on the voting agenda today, things from key hirings to promotions to tenure to construction items, so we have a lot to deal with. But before we get into that, our host for this board meeting, the UIC campus, Chancellor Amaridis, if you would, please provide your welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, members of the board, Mr. President. This is the first opportunity for me to host the University of Illinois Board of Trustees on behalf of UIC here in Chicago. In fact, the January meeting, Mr. Chairman, was the meeting that I remember being for the first time in a board together with the president, who were confirmed in the January meeting exactly in this same room.
Item 4, item 7.
it's my pleasure to welcome everyone to Chicago. As I understand the tradition, I have prepared a few highlights this morning to talk about USC's research performance to share with you. There is a full package, a detailed report that it is in your board packet that you have received. At last check, UIC was at $278 million in terms of fiscal year 15 awards, and this included approximately $72 million from the large grants, 17 large grants ranging between $2 and $8 million. On the other side of the equation, this is the money coming in, the money that we are spending our FY14 research expenditures, the federal research expenditures were 200 million. 60% of it, approximately, was from the federal side. In order to have these outcomes, we continue to invest heavily in research consistent with our mission, with our status, and with our aspirations as Chicago's public research university. It starts with internal seed funding that we provide. Over the last 5 years, we have provided somewhere around 5.5 million in internal funding and 130 awards, with 40% of these numbers going towards the support of students, both undergraduate and graduate students. This is an excellent investment for UIC, since for every dollar that we invest in internal seed funding, we receive approximately $13 in extramural funding as direct result of the investment that we are making. Our research has a broad basis, including the social sciences and the humanities, and this is true for both internal and external awards. And one example that I would like to highlight is a multi-site policy lab that we have created with three Midwest universities, focusing on social and human issues related to water, energy, and natural resources in the Great Lakes region. And what is compelling about this particular program is the potential to design and implement policy decisions that will affect the Chicago area well into the future, given the importance of the Great Lakes. USC has also is also investing approximately $7 million a year, $70 million over the last 10 years, in startup funds. These are money that we provide to researchers that we hire in their first year to set up their labs, buy equipment, pay students during the first 2 or 3 years before they become competitive externally. And I should point out that this was done without having a major hiring program in Chicago in the last 10 years. So if we move into a major hiring program, as I hope that we will, and as our aspirations for growth may be, that means that we will have to up the ante significantly in this investment. We have also provided over the last decade close to $200 million in renovation of research facilities. These are strategic investments that they are key to create the environment that we need to attract competitive researchers nationwide. And one piece of it was the high-performance computing cluster that we created in 2014 that allows us to connect with our sister institution in Urbana and take advantage of the computing resources there. Significant part of our investment is student-centered. If you want to see how it penetrates into undergraduate students, I would welcome any member of the board, and I will invite the president to come in every spring to our student research forum, where we have more than 300 undergraduate students showing their work. And if you want to see how this is happening at the graduate level, you should, and we will invite you to attend the UIC Clinical Research Bootcamp, which is another university-wide program preparing our graduate students. And I should point out that we are receiving $20 to $30 million a year in training grants, most of them in the health sciences. Of course, we are always looking at areas that need greater attention. And one of them, the priority that we have undertaken in the last 4 months that I have been here, is to organize our efforts into thematic areas in which we already have critical mass and we are a leading national or international institution in this area, what I would call cathedrals of research excellence. We have identified 6 of them so far through the Office of the Vice Chancellor of Research, and the time doesn't allow me to get into too much detail, but I'm going to talk about one of them. I can tell you that our analysis indicates that we are one of the best universities in the country and in the world in studying and understanding the human brain. Our researchers are working to understand better the biological basis of main brain disorders while developing clinical treatments in Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, autism, and much more. Fundamental to these efforts is research that focuses on the neurobiological mechanisms at molecular, synaptic, and system levels that underlie neural plasticity necessary for learning and memory. We're also involved in research that identifies the pathophysiology that underlies social and cognitive deficits, and we have a strong neurotechnology group. That basically means that we have critical mass in this area, and we are one of the best. To move from one of the best to the top of the class, which really moves your national and international reputation, we need to fill the gaps. And this way, by identifying these cathedrals of excellence, we can create investment programs that they are smart, building on strength. Our secretary is already looking at me and she's doing this. Let me just mention that this is one of six areas that we have identified. The other five are personalized medicine, big data, functional and regenerative materials, urban infrastructure, and community disparities. As you can see, we cover the whole range as a comprehensive university for the health sciences, STEM fields, and social sciences as well. And the next time that you will invite me, I'll be able to tell you more about it. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Michael. I think you told me yesterday it's 80 days you've been, is that right? And 100 meetings?
I had several meetings, yeah. I had several meetings with a lot of internal and external groups. 80 meetings by now in the university,
meetings, yeah.
Large groups of people.
Very good. Well, thank you for hosting us, and thank you for the welcome, and good luck in all of your aspirations.